last week, you know, I had you on the show for the first time, and we talked a little bit about Russell Schell. And, you know, we discussed, you know, the prospects of him maybe going to Pitt or not. And you made a comment that really touched off a nerve with a few people in terms of him maybe not being a good fit for the Panthers offense. Do you still believe that, or is that just I just kind of want to kind of just, you know, touch on that first to begin with. Last night, 366 yards rushing, over 100 yards receiving, and 6 touchdowns. I would think Todd Graham would love to put him in that offense.
Absolutely. And let me reiterate two things. First of all, as I said last week, I do believe that he's going to Pitt. I don't know that for a fact. I do believe that he will end up there. And second of all, he's such a good athlete that he could succeed in any running attack.
Okay.
He could succeed in the in the Jim Kelly run and gun offense. That being said, I just can't personally tell you the last time I saw that type of offense with a big power back in it.
Right.
That's the only thing they'll say. Obviously, if he goes to Pitt, and I do think he will, he'll be a huge success, and they'll love to have him. He can catch the ball. He can do whatever he wants to do because he's that special of an athlete. I just don't – I've never seen an offense like that with a 220-pound back, which is what he'll end up being. So that's my only point. I do think he's going to go there. I do think he'll be a crazy good college running back. But I just haven't seen an attack like that with a kid like that in the backfield.
No, it's a fair point. I mean, when you're looking at that type of offense and the type of players that really fit that type of system, he probably doesn't actually fit into that mold, even at 5'10". And 220, his size probably does leave him out of what you would be traditionally looking for.
A bit, but again, the only thing that I would think about him is that, you know, he doesn't run in that kind of system right now.
Right.
You know, Hopewell has done a lot of different things with him. He's taken direct snaps. But they don't run that, hey, let's run 70 plays
right.
a game kind of offense, never. And, you know, he plays both ways. And it's not to mean that he's out of shape. He's certainly not. He's a very, you know, he's an athletic kid. He plays defense right now, which means he doesn't come off the field a whole lot to begin with. Again, that's my personal opinion. I do, though, think he's going to go to Pitt, and I think he'll be successful there.
We're joined by Craig McConnell, a coordinating producer of Root Sports. He'll join us every Saturday morning at 8:40 to talk about high school football. Last night, I had every intention of going to see South Fayette and Steel Valley, but the wonderful traffic patterns on Interstate 79 precluded me from getting there until a little after 9 last night. Obviously, I missed a great game, South Fayette defeating Steel Valley 23-20. Joe Rossi, their head football coach at South Fayette, joined us earlier, and he talked a little bit about the aspects of replacing players on a year-to-year basis, and obviously with Christian Brumbaugh and the incredible success that he had last year, replacing a guy like that is difficult. But they have some talent down there at South Fayette, and their quarterback last night, their senior just did an amazing job. John Lerda, 19 of 34. He threw a touchdown pass in the first quarter and then another one in the fourth quarter, and then eventually completed 6 of 7 passes on the final drive that led to the game-winning score with just a couple of minutes to play. Double-A is stacked yet again. When you look at Aliquippa, when you look at Seton LaSalle, when you look at South Fayette, it is pretty amazing to watch these teams kind of reload every single year.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about coaching and how important it is to programs. Joe Rossi has really built that program into a double-A power. I mean, I remember, you know, they had a kid named Di Donato, a kid that was close to setting passing records a few years back. And they were a decent program. But when Joe Rossi came in, he really elevated it to the point where now not only did they lose Brumbaugh, but they lost their starting tailback in Jeff Davis. They had the inspirational lineman story with Nick Ferracci last year with his dad, being sick with cancer. And they lost a lot of kids outside of Brumbaugh. And I really thought that they were not going to be as good as they are this year. And they're good. And I watched the highlights last night of the Lerda kid. He looks like Brumbaugh. I mean, he's tall, big, tall kid. And I guess Brumbaugh's youngest brother, not the Luke Brumbaugh that's at Seton LaSalle, but there's another Brumbaugh coming up through through South Fayette that's a freshman.
Right.
He'll be the heir apparent at quarterback probably next year. I mean, they just have a good program right now, and frankly, South Fayette has the means too. South Fayette is a kind of a growing area,
yeah.
With a large tax base, and I don't know if you've ever seen their high school.
I was there Wednesday.
Looks like a New England town hall. Or something.
It does.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Pennsylvania Conference school that has a stadium probably as nice as theirs. You know,
right. It's beautiful, yeah. When you kind of put all that together, you build the youth programs, you build the boosters, you get the money, you raise the money, you get the attention on your program locally. That's how you put it together. And Joe Rossi obviously is putting it together. And I'll be honest with you, they're better than I thought they would be. I kind of thought that they would be decent in their conference, but maybe not be a contender for AA. I think they are a contender for AA.
Yeah, of course, they've got some games staring them in the face before they get to that October 21st showdown with Seton LaSalle. Craig McConnell joining us, coordinating producer of Root Sports, joins us every Saturday at 8:40 a.m. to talk high school football. Big game last night in Quad A, a non-conference matchup. North Allegheny, the defending state champions, need a touchdown late, but they beat Upper St. Clair 28-21. As I look at Quad A, it's really up in the air yet again. I mean, there's really no clear-cut team. I know Central Catholic, you know, is on everybody's minds, and they're again the top of the rankings. But NA, just another one of those programs where they just seem to just crank it out year after year.
Absolutely, and when I saw them practice early in the year, I went up and during 2 days to do some interviews with Coach Walker and a few of the kids. I was watching them, and I thought, wow, their line is big. And then I looked around. And I said, wait a second, it was their second team. And then they put their first team in. But they're impressive. And I think people were kind of sleeping on them. I know they lost the quarterback, and they lost some kids from last year's state championship team. And the quarterback, the Mac Leff, which was coming in, was a question mark. But you had to figure he was going to be pretty solid, and they were high on him early on. But I think what people were sleeping on was they did have quite a few linemen back, really good kids, college prospects. And the two last year sophomore, this year running the junior running back, and Conchito and DeChanis, they were really good after they were forced into action last year. So, I think that I expected them to be very good. And right now, I mean, unless maybe McKeesport or Gateway or something like that can kind of force their way in, I kind of see it as the top three there, USC, North Allegheny, and Central. And then don't think USC is done. Just because they lost this game, they were up. They probably feel that they gave the game away. They had a couple key turnovers there. But obviously USC and North Allegheny well-matched, and I think either one of them could probably be well-matched with Central Catholic as well.